what we already had in terms of resources, like equipment and stuff, we were like, ah, let's just give it a shot and see how it goes. So if it evolves from here, then I'll really put my foot down. We have to really develop our SMART goals and our avatar and our business plan and really be serious about it.
Most hosts never achieve the results they hoped for. They're falling short on listenership and monetization, meaning their message isn't being heard and their show ends up costing them money. This podcast was created to help you grow your listenership and make money while you're at it. Get ready to take notes. Here's your host, Adam Adams.
What's up, podcaster? It's your host, Adam Adams. And today I'm joined with the host of SongRx, where they prescribe songs to their listener that their listener needs if they're going through a certain ailment. And this is Roxy Alsrue from SongRx. And we're going to get to know her podcast a little bit better. A couple of things. First and foremost, she does publish every other week. If you're my listener and you're listening to me, I want to recommend that you publish at least once a week, at least once a week. There makes a giant difference between the algorithms that can be triggered if you're publishing regularly every single week, where the podcast playing platform says, I trust this person, versus every other week. So I will mention that first and foremost, because I want to make sure that if you're listening to this, and especially if you have a business podcast, I want you to be publishing every single week so that you can trigger those algorithms. Let's talk about SongRx. It's Roxy's passion project. Roxy, do you have any co-hosts for the show?
Yeah, I do. So I am just one third of Song Prescription. My other co-hosts are Jim and Kaylee. And calling this a passion project is the perfect way of describing it. You know, at first when we were like, is this going to be a business? Or is this a media company? Or is this just something we're going to try out and see how it goes? We were throwing all kinds of ideas out there. And once we launched in, as we started doing it, we were like, well, if we want this to be more serious, yeah, we are going to have to publish once a week. And what does that look like to get the three of us together and do all those things? It's pretty tough. My wife is pregnant. Jim's wife is pregnant. And like, wow, our kids are going to be 2 months apart. And we're like, how are we going to make this happen? I think it's possible, but I'm a go-getter.
That's good. So I remember when I started my last podcast, the first podcast I ever had, it was a real estate thing. And I had a couple of partners. And so I resonate with you. I relate to you when you say, sometimes it's hard to get all three together because we had the same office. So we were together 8 hours a day, and it was still hard to do a weekly episode with all three of us because somebody would have a meeting with maybe a lender. Somebody would have a meeting going and looking at a property. I might have a meeting to speak at a conference or something. And it was just like, when can we all do it? So it can be challenging to get it done with multiple co-hosts. And I guess you said your wife is expecting and Jim's wife is expecting.
Yeah.
Amazing. All right, let's get into this. So this is something I want to understand this. How does this song heal me? And in what way does it heal me? And how are you interacting with your audience, with your listener? And how are they telling you what's going on with them? Like, I'm curious about this. And I think maybe our listener today would be curious as well.
Yeah. I think music is just a universal healer for a lot of people. Maybe it also does the opposite. Like, sometimes if I'm very emotional about something, I'd be like, I cannot listen to this song. And I turn it right off. But other times I'm like, I'll hear lyrics, and this is just my personal opinion, I'll hear lyrics, or like, I'll just hear certain chords that strike. And I'm like, God, someone else has felt this way too, or they've gone through something like this. Like, I'm not alone. Or like, maybe this was something I couldn't verbalize or, you know, put into a melody and harmony, and someone else has. And that for me is very cathartic. So when people reach out to us, sometimes they're giving us very detailed messages and explaining they're going through this and they need this and they don't want that. And we'll
wait, you know, give me just like an actual example. Give me like something that they're really going through, and what song did you prescribe and why?
Well, specific one. Someone was, actually at your airport, DIA.
Okay.
And it's got a reputation, right? For not being a great, not a favorite airport of many people.
You know, I just got used to it because I fly a lot.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of used to DIA, but half of the places that I fly to and from, I'm like, dang, the lines are so fast here. You know, like Salt Lake is worse though. I'll tell you this. Oh, yeah. When my parents are in Salt Lake, I'm from there originally, and I go to Salt Lake, and it's like you have to walk about 2 miles. So it goes, it said there's signs that say go this direction to get to the baggage claim. And you see like a half a mile straightaway, and you're like, okay, cool. I'm almost there. And then you turn the corner and you have another half a mile. And that happens like four times. So you walk like 2 miles, at least at DIA, at least we have, what are those things called? Trams that can take you from concourse C to the baggage claim, and you don't have to walk 2 miles.
Yeah. Personally, I've never had a problem at DIA, but a lot of people don't like it. And then
nobody
does. All these conspiracy theories about it.
Yep. Yeah. We're pretty sure they're hiding aliens or dealing drugs or human trafficking. I don't know. They're doing something.
Oh boy. But anyway, so this particular listener, she was writing to us from DIA, and it was a lot of airport issues, delayed. There was construction going on. On top of that, the bartender billed her the wrong drink and like lost her credit card. And the reason why she was traveling was to go to her grandfather's funeral. So we're like, okay, there's a lot going on here. And there's a lot of different pieces that we can take away from this. Like, are you, one of us might have prescribed, like, this is kind of like an enraging situation. And, you know, I went the more calming route. Like, once you get on the plane, you just have to decompress and calm yourself. So the three of us, Jim, Kaylee, and myself, we don't share our song suggestions beforehand. We just come to the table, start recording, we share, and we get each other's reaction. And like, we tend to go different ways with things. And sometimes we're like right on the same page. And like, I get nervous sometimes that we're going to pick the same song. We've never done that before. But
but wouldn't it be cool if you did?
I think so. Our last episode, someone reached out to us. They didn't give us very many details, and I understand why. The person just said, my ex is getting married. And, you know, they didn't say whether they were mad about it, sad about it, no kind of emotion. And I thought everyone was going to go with one of my picks, which was Alanis Morissette, You Ought to Know. And Kaylee almost picked that one, but she decided to go a different route. So, like, Jim was like, his choices were, I'm kind of like, sure, I'm happy for you, but I'm not sad. My choices were scornful. And Kaylee's was like, I'm just going to have fun with this one. So yeah, well, you have a music background too, right? Used to compose music.
How do you know that?
I rarely talk about that.
I was at this mastermind, and actually my mom came with me to this mastermind group because she might want to start a mastermind. Mm. And I think I've only told the leader, because I was like definitely a geek growing up. And I just spent all my time with music. I was in band, in orchestra, in jazz band, in marching band, in choir. And I wrote music at nights until 3:30 in the morning. You know, I'd do it all again at 6 in the morning. So I'd sleep like 2 or 3 hours. But in this last event, just a few weeks before today, somebody, I mentioned that music is a passion, and it came up and everybody thought it was pretty cool. But yeah, I rarely talk about it. So I'm surprised you, know.
Well, for you, is it more therapeutic to write or to listen to other people's pieces, or does it just depend?
All four. Hmm. I like to compose brand new music that has never been before. That's really rewarding. I like to play music, be behind a tuba or a trombone or a clarinet or piano or something. I really enjoy playing it. And the other two, I like to turn on music to check it out, to listen to change my mood. And I will talk about this in a little bit. Sometimes I like to not listen to music if I'm in a certain mood.
Yeah.
But I like listening to music. So composing, playing, dancing, and listening for sure.
Mm-hmm. By the way, there was something you said earlier and I was going to follow up on it. Sure. Is that okay? Am I allowed to go out of order?
Yep. We don't need to have an order.
Okay, cool. So in terms of working with a team, for me, I think that's the biggest challenge. I wouldn't change it any other way. As much as I think you can be more agile doing your own thing, I feel so much comfort and I have more fun when I'm working with other people. Yeah, it is the biggest challenge to get us to all move as a single body, to have the same goals and to try and achieve them. Because we all have our strengths and our weaknesses. And like, I would say of the three of us, I'm probably the most business mindset person, whereas we go the opposite. And then one of my other hosts is just way more artsy and like, oh, people will find us. And riding on a stroke of luck. And I'm like, that never happens, at least not for me. I wouldn't say I'm an unlucky person, but I'm definitely not a lucky person.
We make our own luck, don't we?
Yeah, yes, that's exactly how I feel. But none of us have ever done a podcast before. It's our first time doing it. We're doing it all together. And I say it's like we're all on the same team without a coach. You know, we all have equal voting power. And that can be tough, but it is fun. Yeah, I'll say that.
I've been outvoted in business and in the podcast before. Yeah. I've been pretty confident that a certain thing needs to happen. And both of the other people voted differently. And so it's like, I'm clearly right here, but I only have 33%. And these two dummies, no, I'm not really saying that, but you know what I mean. These two dummies, one of them's just louder than me and the other one just agrees with whoever's the loudest. Mm-hmm. And so all of a sudden I get outvoted 66% to 33% for what? It's like, okay, so we're going to go bankrupt because you two dummies wanted to do the same thing. No, it can be frustrating when you have it like that. And I think having a consultant or a friend that's like a third party can help. And it could be like a company like mine where we do that consulting. And it could be just like your friend or your mom or a fourth friend over here where you're like, do you agree with the direction that we're taking it? And why or why not? Here, hear out all three of our positions. And you tell us what you think. So then that outsider might agree with you, Roxy, but say it in a different way that resonates to the heart of one of your other partners.
Yeah. I think I certainly do think that would be beneficial. I might have been outvoted on that.
Yep. Okay. You're like, my partners cannot listen to this episode. They're going to know all the bad stuff.
No. You know, we're only 13 episodes in, 14 episodes in at this point. Like I said, it was a passion project and we had never done anything like this before to know how the three of us would sound. Okay. So in terms of knowing what our avatar was from the beginning, we broke all your rules, Adam.
Tell us about it.
Is anyone going to listen to this? Is anyone going to find us entertaining or funny? Is anyone going to learn anything? How is this even going to go? And I was a marketing major in college and marketing and finance. And so I tell my friends whenever they're interested in starting a company, I'm like, well, find out what the market is actually going to look like. Do people really want your service or your product? Of course, do as I say, not as I do. So I'm like, yeah, we could have figured out who. Does anyone want to listen to a show like this? Does anyone find us even entertaining? But what we already had in terms of resources, like equipment and stuff, we were like, let's just give it a shot and see how it goes. So if it evolves from here, then I'll really put my foot down. I'm like, we have to really develop, you know, our SMART goals and our avatar and our business plan and really be serious about it.
Something that I think, well, a couple things. Somebody that I used to respect very much constantly would say, dabblers get crushed. You know, you got to be serious about what you're doing. Mm-hmm. It was always dabblers get crushed. And then you listen to common, I might call it fallacy, but common knowledge where people are like, don't overthink it. You know, just start, just have fun with it. See where it goes. You can always change it later. I don't resonate with that so much, but it's worked for some people as well. Like just, let's just have fun. And it might get picked up. I always liked begin with the end in mind. Stephen Covey, he talks about the 7 habits of a highly effective person. And the highly effective person thinks about it before they start it. They consider it. They begin with the end in mind. They reverse engineer it. They figure out a plan. They go ready, aim, fire. Not ready, fire, aim. They go ready, aim, fire. Mm-hmm. And I believe Stephen Covey was right. We should probably understand the direction of something. We should probably understand why we're doing it. We should probably understand how to be more effective at it prior to the launch. And so it gets tough because you have most of the people over here saying, don't worry about it. You can change it later. And then you have a very few amount of us saying, ready, aim, fire, not ready, fire, aim.
Yeah.
And so it's just like, who are people going to listen to? So I'm definitely getting that. I want to stay on your podcast, Song RX, with Jim, Kaylee, and Roxy. It sounds like somebody's a listener, a follower, a subscriber. They're like, I'm going through a certain thing. What should I do about it? And I want to put you on the spot. I know I'm not going to get three people, but I'm going to put you on the spot. The other day, no, this is a lot longer than the other day, but previously, I was on a third date, and the third date wasn't as great as the first and second date. Had picked her up, and we got in a fight. And she played the silent treatment. I hate the silent treatment. It's like you ask a question, they don't respond at all. And so it's like an hour to her house, unfortunately. Oh, it's like an hour to her house. I could have called her a cab, but that didn't seem very kind. So here I am sitting in silence, driving her to her place. And then after 20 minutes of silence, still not even halfway home, I turn on the radio. I turn on my music from my phone. And the music doesn't make me feel better. It just blocks out the silence. And then I get concerned. I get really concerned that I'm going to associate this great song with this bad memory of somebody that I thought I was really going to like. And now we're not getting along. I'm driving her home. Uh-huh. And so I turn off the radio. I turn off my phone. And I say out loud, for some reason, I'm not sure why I felt like I had to say it, but I told her, I said, I'm just not going to listen to music because I don't want a memory associated to it. What would you have done?
Oh, God. I would have played my own podcast. I'm just kidding. I can do the most self-absorbed thing possible. I'm just kidding. Oh, God. I probably would have turned it to NPR because the silence would have killed me. I don't know how you lasted that long with just dead silence. Yeah, I would have taken your lead with turning off the music because I don't want a good song ruined. Then I would just go to talk radio. If you had tried to talk to her, she wasn't going to answer any questions or talk to you at all.
Very few, very few.
Okay, well, and it seems like the conversation would have just been fruitless. Yeah, we would have gone to talk radio for sure. Oh, God.
Okay.
So how did the rest of the night go?
I was upset. Yeah. And then as soon as I got home, she was like, I'm so sorry. Ugh. And I don't know why I did that. And I'm like, you couldn't have said that when we were driving.
Yeah, and this was only a third date?
Yeah.
Well, wait, I should ask first. Did you see her again?
Or was that it? Yes.
Are you still seeing her?
Wow. Can you stop, Roxy? You're making me vulnerable on my own show.
Who's interviewing you?
Right.
Well, you could have taken that a lot of ways. Like, is this a red flag? Is this okay? This person's very in touch with their emotions or not?
Yeah. Anyway, so we will move on. That's for sure. That's for sure. What have you learned through your podcast? So, you know who my listener is. They are a podcaster. They want to be successful. Mm-hmm. Roxy, what takeaways do you have for that listener? We'll be right back. Hey, my friend, as you know, this episode is sponsored by my company, growyourshow.com. We want you to be able to have the best tools at your disposal without costing you a whole arm and a leg. So right now you can get a free list of vetted equipment that like mics, mixers, webcams, sound treatment, editing software, everything that you need. I created the whole PDF with direct purchase links just to save you time and money to help it be more convenient for you. So this free PDF will help you skip all the guesswork. If it's on there, it's vetted and approved by yours truly. And if it's not on there, it's probably not worth the money. So go ahead and get yours at growyourshow.com/PDF. Let's get back into the show. We are back with Roxy from SongRx. She's a third of SongRx with Jim and Kaylee. And of course, she put me on the spot. I had to go straight to a commercial break. I had to rip her a new one. I'd be like, hey, why would you do that to me? Right there, live on my show. I can't change anything, but we're done. She's giving me the silent treatment now. And I want to jump back in and be like, Roxy, what does the listener need to know if they want to be successful? What have you learned along the way?
Okay, so I would say one of the things that we weren't anticipating on being as difficult as it was getting our audio right. And I'm just going to say this one first because like troubleshoot, figure it out before you're too many episodes in. We were having such a hard time with getting our three mics balanced. I'm a little softer than Jim and Kaylee. And sometimes our mics, we all three had the same exact mic and it just wasn't like It would sound like someone was way quieter than the other. And we were using, or we still are using, a Tascam Mixcast for workstation. And we're not sure if that was the best pick. I know you've got a list of preferred equipment. So I didn't see if that was on it. But trying to get down to finding out what our issues with our audio was a huge thing. And we did find, I don't know if I'm allowed to say what platforms were better than others, but sure, we found that Spotify listeners had the hardest time with the levels. Like if you were listening through Apple, the sound was pretty consistent, but if you were listening through Spotify, especially in your car, people were turning it up and turning it down. And that was feedback that we were getting, and it did result in a bad review.
How do you edit the podcast? So let me ask you this, based on what you're telling me. When you record, do you have three different tracks, or is it all on one track?
Three different tracks.
Three tracks. And then are you editing? Is you, your team, do they edit, or are you hiring a company to edit?
So right now it's Jim that does all of our editing.
Do you know if Jim equalizes the volume when he jumps and when he starts?
He does. And he
Okay, so he does that, but still on Spotify, it's showing up that way.
It's gotten better. It's gotten better. So between episode, it might have been 3 and 4 or 4 and 5, there was a new computer that he purchased and some better software. So it did make an improvement. We're not getting that many people tell us that they're having a hard time, but I still have, at least a couple episodes back, someone was telling me they were still having a hard time hearing one of our mics.
One thing that I will do is, well, when you're recording, first and foremost, like you always have to be facing the same way. I was just on a different interview, Roxy, right before you and I joined, and he had a mic that was stationary, but his head was not stationary. So he would be quiet and then loud and then quiet and then loud, because he liked to look left when he was thinking about certain things, and he liked to look right when he's thinking about other things, and he sometimes looked straight, but the sound changed at all angles.
Yeah.
And so this is a thing, like make sure that everybody's close to a mic, make sure that everybody's speaking into the mic, make sure that the mics have the right settings, the right gain up and down. And then you want to push that button to equalize the volume. But still, here's the last part, depending on what platform he's doing all of that on, you go in and you make sure that everything is, let's just say, at a -1, or everything's at a 0, or everything's at a +1. Now, it can go all the way down to like -20 or +20 on volume. And so you want everybody's voice to hit that. Let's just pretend it's the -1 mark. It depends on who's editing. My team edits to the -1 mark. You could do 0, you could do +1. But the point being that even though Roxy's on this mic and Jim's on this mic, Roxy might have a softer voice and Jim might have more of a piercing or authoritative voice. It's louder, it's more bass, it's higher pitched, whatever it is. And so you can actually also look at the +1, -1, 0. You want everybody to hit that level, and it usually can help, because then you should be able to hear that person. And I think it just takes a bit of audio and engineering when you're editing. Yeah. You got to be listening. So I cut you off. Keep going.
Oh, no. That was pretty much it. I am that jackass that moves my head around a lot. Even if we're all looking at each other, but I still move my head.
Yeah. If I turn, my listener's not going to be able to see this so well, but you will, Roxy. If I turn, I will still try to keep my mouth in closest to the same position as possible. So instead of keeping my shoulders in one place and then turning my head over there, I'll move my shoulders so that I can still talk into the mic. That could be a benefit for you as well.
Yeah.
Just to think about that.
Yeah.
We forget that we're connected to a mic, and that the mic doesn't always move with us. And so did he. And he had 400 plus episodes that he had published, and he was still doing it. So it's not something that just comes naturally. We have to think about it.
Yeah, it is very unnatural. And for me, I had the least experience on mic. So Kaylee was on radio before. If she's ever on your show, maybe she'll tell you what show she was on, but I won't, I won't disclose that information. And Jim is a musician, and luckily I have them to remind me, but sometimes it just feels like we're not recording, you know, we're just having a real conversation, which I would say is the silver lining to all of it, but that just means my head isn't following my mic.
Yeah. Well, hey, so when I look at your podcast with 14 published episodes as we record and 17 ratings and reviews. It's a really high rating and review to episode number. It's a really, really, really high number. And respectfully, with you publishing every other week, I don't think that you're getting all of that because the podcast playing platform is boosting you, because with every other week, they're not going to be boosting you. So you're doing something else to get ratings and reviews. Now, I've had a few people on the podcast. Okay, the guy that was on before with 400 plus episodes, I think he had 6 ratings and reviews with 400 plus episodes. You've got 17 with 14. So you're doing something different. I don't know what it is or how it is, but I think that the listener would benefit from you trying to explain what you think's going on.
Yeah, I think a lot of it is just reminding people, you know, when they hit play on our podcast, we're telling them, you know, we're on the socials, please rate and review, like we want to get your feedback. And the show is built on listener engagement. You know, if we weren't getting these prescription requests, we wouldn't really have much of a show. So it's just the fact that it's like, oh, if you want to send something in, like you got to work with us, reach out to us. And I think when people are just online and they're like, oh, well, I'll send a short email. It's like, okay, I can write a quick review. You know, we have good friends and I can thank them for the engagement that we've had and they've told their friends. And so, yeah, it's just, again, we're not just talking at our audience. We're having them reach out to us. We're reaching out to them. And yeah, I think that's probably where we get, that's probably why we have more reviews than episodes, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, that's cool. Did you start getting reviews like on your first episode or did it take a while?
It took a while. It was probably just a couple episodes in.
Okay, cool. Yeah. What other takeaways does a newer podcaster, what would benefit them?
So we don't do video, which I do want us to do eventually. One, I have more experience with the video than audio. Actually, honestly, with my video experience, I've always said the hardest part about it is audio. And with video, it makes things so much easier to put content out there. People see videos on their feeds, they'll stop more likely than if they just see a picture and then find out that there's sound after they hit the little speaker button. But since we don't have video, what I do is I take our audio and I make video to it. So a lot of times it'll just be stills of us and there'll be video playing back behind us or just images. Always have the captions. It's a video. You'd have to play it like a video, or when it's someone scrolling through their feed, it's going to come up and there's going to be movement.
Yeah.
And that's where I can take these little teasers or these little sound bites of our episode, you know, that are the funniest or the punchiest, and put that out there. And that's where we get the most engagement online, actually, through TikTok. We put them on Instagram as well, but that's getting strangers' eyes on us. And that has been the most effective thing that we've done on social media. I would definitely say, even if you're not video recording, find a way to make those visual pieces to get eyes on your show.
Mm. Where do you guys record? Do you record all together or is it virtual?
Yeah, we all do it in person. And we had talked about we could eventually just do it all virtually, but I think I'm old school. Okay. I like being in the same room. And I think my co-hosts enjoy that as well. So we set up our little studio at Kaylee's. And that's where we record.
That's pretty cool. What's the goal with the podcast? I mean, is there a collective goal? Or if not, what's your goal with the podcast in the next 3 years?
Well, that's a great question, because I have said that we are going to have a SMART goals meeting very soon. Because I don't know what everyone's goal is. Or I would say, even if one of us or two of us, or we all have big lofty goals, we have to be really realistic about it. Like, we can't just keep on doing the same thing that we're doing. It's just going to be, you know, a small network of people that listen to our show. If you really want this to be something, we're going to have to grow. And that's going to mean creating milestones or smaller goals and like really being specific about them and realistic. And from there, building the tasks. I mean, what do we need to do to get to this bigger stage? I think that means putting ourselves out there way more. You know, we're going to have to do way more networking. We can't really be shy.
Yeah.
I have to be doing more of these things, meeting people and having these discussions that we post online, going to events and stuff. I don't know what level of equipment level of dedication we have to that. So Yeah, we don't have a collective goal, but that is when we finish up season one, 15 episodes, we're going to sit down and say, okay, what do we want to do with this? What do we want to do that? Yeah. My goal, I think, because I am personally like, if I'm going to do something, like I really want to do it. And because I don't have that direction for me, I kind of see this. I'm like, this is a passion project. It'll be fun. But once we set our goals, I'm going to say, fuck it. Like, we're going to do it. So.
Yep. All right. Now we have to have an explicit. Thank you.
Yeah. There we go. Yeah.
Hey, Roxy, one thing that I would recommend that you do is if you're recording in person, I would ask you or suggest to you, recommend to you that you use dynamic microphones. Mm-hmm. Because like you're only going to be able to hear one person's voice per microphone instead of everybody's voice on every microphone. Just mm-hmm. some are louder and some are quieter. I really think when you're doing it in person with three people by using, and just look it up. And for the listener as well, whenever you're looking up for a podcast microphone, yes, you can go to growyourshow.com/PDF. And then there's a whole PDF where you can get stuff that's already vetted. But at a minimum, look for dynamic, not condenser. A dynamic is better to only hear your voice, and a condenser picks up the room noise and the echoes and the dogs and the chairs and the breathing and everything else. So definitely would recommend if before season two, and like the Blue Yeti, for example, which you're using now, I think they're like $120. And you can get a dynamic mic for like half that price that's just way easier for podcast recording. So I'm hoping that you'll take that feedback and just like for season two, even if the mics cost less, they might sound even better.
Yeah, definitely.
Anything else that you want to share with the listener or do you have any questions?
Let's see. I'll ask you more questions, not about your date.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we've got to...
How many podcasts have you worked with where they went from Ready, Fire, Aim that you started working with and they changed to Ready, Aim, Fire? How many shows have you worked with that have done that and can they turn it around?
Yes, you can turn it around. It's not as easy. It's not as easy because you have to do a lot of paid marketing in order to get it in front of that audience. Because now you got to start triggering the algorithm. One of the things, for example, if we work with somebody to do that, two of the first changes would be make sure you're all on dynamic mics and also make sure that you're doing at least one episode a week. If you can do those two things, that allows us to be able to start get you the right listener, and then it can trigger the algorithm and then it can turn it around. So have I ever worked with somebody who does every other week and got it successful? No, never. We have a minimum. We're like, you got to be doing one a week or we're not going to work for you. But to answer your question, how many have we done? I don't have a number in front of me. It's probably like 25 of the podcasts that we've done work, started working with, have had a show for a few years. They did Ready, Fire, Aim. It never got the result that they wanted to get. And then we came in, we listened to the episodes. We said, hey, you need to change this. You need to change this. And we're going to do some marketing. So they'll change the things. Then we go and do paid ads. And 100% of the people that we've worked with have been able to get ranked into the top 1% of all podcasts worldwide out of 5 million podcasts. So we have a really good track record, but just the number of people that came to us that already had a podcast over the last four years, people that have come to us that have already had a podcast, I'm guessing it's somewhere around 25. We've worked with about 100 people, but we don't always do marketing for people. We don't always, sometimes we're launching a brand new podcast. Sometimes we're supporting a podcast that's already there. I'm guessing like 25, and it's foolproof. You make sure the mics are great. You make sure that the content is coming out consistently at least once a week. And you do the things that you've already talked about, which is like keeping it real, keeping it fun, keeping it interesting, doing it in person, enjoying yourself, having something that is fun and exciting to listen to, adds value to other people. Then as long as you do the paid marketing, as long as you're getting the paid ads where they need to go and you're spending the lowest amount of money to get the biggest result, you're going to get ranked as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think this is just my last question.
Cool.
Will you ever not work with a podcast because you just don't think it's a good show?
Yes, a few times. There's been a few times that I won't work with it because I don't think it's great. I don't think we can do anything for them. And then there's also been a few times that people came to me and they're like, I'm going to start a podcast. It's going to be about this. And I'm like, you shouldn't. You shouldn't do that. And if you do, we're not going to help you. So that's rare. Maybe 20% of podcasts out there. The content's not on point. They don't know who their avatar is. They don't have the direction, or they're not willing to take the direction. So yeah, that does happen. Maybe about 20% of the time.
Oh, okay.
I'm always really happy when I get off of a call. So I do sales calls with potential clients. And my favorite thing, and I don't know why this is so, like, you should be happy when you sell somebody to working with you and now you're making more money and they're getting, for some reason, whenever I tell somebody, no, don't waste your time with the podcast and we get off, I'm like, you know what? I think I did a good thing. You know, I think in this case, I did a good thing. So it does happen, to answer your question.
Well, that's refreshing to hear, because if you're saying yes to everybody, I'm like, you know, I would be like, I don't know. Something would make me wonder, like, I don't know how to put this in words.
Like, yeah, it doesn't seem realistic, right?
Yeah.
In a way. Okay, so this is Roxy from Song RX. She does that podcast with Jim and Kaylee as well. The premise of the show, in short, is it's a place that you come for laughs and some awesome music. And there are three people. So you get usually so far, three different songs. And it's kind of fun. Like, you can say, my ex is getting married. You can say, I'm doing campfires and we're roasting s'mores. What should we listen to? Hey, I'm collecting a vinyl record collection. I'm actually going through some of our episodes right now. Back to school blues. And these three will come together. They will do about an hour episode where they do all three songs. Now, Roxy, I do have one random question. Do you play the song on the episode?
We do a short snippet, which is, we put our show on YouTube, which we wouldn't, because again, we don't do video. It would just not fly. We can do it on Spotify. Okay. We had to keep it short for licensing reasons.
Yeah. So that's a thing that I'm like, be careful. Be careful if you're sharing the actual song. Because of licensing and copyright, we never know what's going to hold us back unless we really do our research. So if you keep doing that with the snippets, just, I would say, make sure that you're doing it short enough. Side note, when we help somebody with a podcast, we always make sure that their, at least their intro and outro music is original theme music. Hmm. Like, so it's just their music. It's not a song that they had heard or whatever. So it's their own actual audio brand, but. Yeah, I was just curious if you had done that. And I have listened to one of the episodes, but it was like, I think 2 months ago when you and I were like, hey, let's get you on. Mm-hmm. And so I remember listening to one, but I thought you had the music play, but I wanted to double check. If you're listening, we did have a few takeaways. We had a few takeaways about what makes your podcast valuable, what makes it trigger algorithms, what makes it fun, what makes it sound good. So just remember those takeaways, write it down, and hopefully you can become a better podcaster. The next episode's a little bit shorter. It's you and me. So it's just me pouring into you things that I know that you need to do to become a better podcast. I'll have tangible takeaways as well. So go ahead and don't go anywhere. Just see you on the next episode. And also feel free to check out Roxy's podcast, her social and her podcast. The links are in the show notes already, so just scroll down and you can connect with her there. By the way, one way to ensure that you don't miss out on great content that we're producing on a regular basis is to make sure you're subscribed to the show. You need to be subscribed or following the Apple Podcast or wherever you listen to it in order not to miss all of that. And before I let you go, I need to mention, because a lot of people are asking, do you help? Can you help me with this? And the answer is yes. My company actually does it. It's called Grow Your Show. And you can find that at growyourshow.com. Our clients, they call us the easy button for podcaster, because they simply have to record their episode. And they know that every single thing else is done for them. We sweat the hard stuff so you can be the star of your show. And if you would like help to make sure that we're editing and publishing and promoting and doing your social media, it's all in one place. And I think it's pretty affordable. You'll have to take a look for yourself. Just go to growyourshow.com and check us out. And by the way, I'll see you on the next episode.